This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Last night's storms brought down tree limbs, cut power, and may have spawned a tornado in parts of Kenosha County. We Energy says outages hit roughly 20,000 customers in Kenosha County and about 10,000 in Racine County. A trained spotter reported a confirmed tornado near I-94 and KR in Summers at just after 6 last night. We Energy says they're working to get everyone plugged back in. The housing picture in Racine and Kenosha is mixed, with fewer sales in both counties, but more homes on the market. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors reports Racine had 206 home sales in May, while Kenosha had 147. That's down 13% and 2% respectively. At the same time, listings increased, which gives buyers a few more choices. Police from Racine and Kenosha, along with federal agents, were in Milwaukee Tuesday night as part of a violent crime operation focused on downtown. During the sweep, officers found several guns and drugs in a vehicle. The FBI Milwaukee office says the operation is part of a broader push to reduce violent crime across the country. And Racine is getting ready for another Juneteenth event tomorrow with a parade and a day-long festival. The parade steps off at 11 in downtown Racine and features more than 65 groups, from marching bands to youth and community organizations. It ends at the Bryant Community Center, where the celebration continues into the evening. Organizers say the event brings the community together to honor history, culture, and progress. Festivities will run until 8 tomorrow night. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is once again stepping into the fight over the state's congressional lines. The justices yesterday agreed to hear the appeal after a lower court dismissed the lawsuit. They gave no explanation for the decision. Two conservative justices dissented, criticizing the court's move. The current map has helped give Republicans a 6-2 advantage in Wisconsin's congressional delegation. Three Wisconsin dairy farmers are taking the Trump administration to court over a long-running federal program. The lawsuit targets the dairy checkoff, which collects fees from milk sales to fund research and promotion like the Got Milk campaign. The farmers argue those funds are instead backing environmental initiatives tied to reducing emissions. Backers of the program say it helps grow demand for dairy and benefits farmers overall. And Wisconsin Democrats meeting in Madison this weekend are considering resolutions that would abolish ICE. According to WisPolitics, the moves would also limit state cooperation with federal immigration agents and expand policies on issues like AI and transgender rights. Party leaders say the proposals respond to concerns about immigration enforcement and civil liberties. One resolution argues ICE was created out of fear and has been misused, while another calls for ending mass deportations and private detention. Republicans are pushing back, saying the ideas go too far and could make communities less safe. And a former lawyer for Donald Trump's 2020 campaign is asking a judge to move his criminal trial out of Madison. Jim Troupas is charged with 11 counts of forgery related to Wisconsin's false elector scheme. His attorneys argue heavy publicity has made it impossible to find an unbiased jury. Prosecutors say the case should move forward and that the charges stem from alleged efforts to submit false election documents. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Phillies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home tonight to host the Philadelphia Phillies. Jacob Mizorowski getting the start. Christian Yelich on how the Miz got to 7-2 so far this season.
This year he's filled the zone up a lot and really limited the walks. And when you can prove that you're in the zone with that, then you get guys in swing mode and it becomes a really tough at-bat, obviously. He's thrown 103.
NFL Packers breaking down their mandatory minicamp. The vets off until July 29th. What's next? Christian Watson.
I don't got much for you. I just taking the time to get away for a little bit. I'm training the whole time, but just relaxing for the most part. Just spending time with the fam.
Wide receiver Bo Melton.
I'm about to go home, train with my brothers, take one trip, get your mind right before you go into a good in-depth season. I'm gonna be in Jersey, so I'm gonna be on that beat for sure. You gotta be on that beat. Hell yeah. That's it, though.
That's the Packers' Bo Melton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans, drying out to wrap up the work week. Sunny skies to be expected with high temperatures in the lower 80s. For tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the lower 60s. On Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds with a few showers and thunderstorms possible, highs in the mid to upper 80s.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.